I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un stressed his country will never abandon the nuclear weapons it needs to counter the United States, which he accused of pushing to weaken the North's defenses and eventually collapse his government. Kim made the comments during a speech Thursday at North Korea's rubber stamp parliament, where members passed legislation governing the use of nuclear weapons, which Kim described as a step to cement the country's nuclear status and make clear such weapons will not be bargained. The law included a provision that requires North Korea's military to automatically execute nuclear strikes against enemy forces if its leadership comes under attack. Kim also criticized South Korea over its plans to expand its conventional strike capabilities and revive large-scale military exercises with the United States to counter the North's growing threats, describing them as dangerous military action that raises the tensions. Britain's new king is preparing to meet with the prime minister amid plans to address the nation mourning Queen Elizabeth II. The queen was the only British monarch most of the world had known and was a force of stability in a volatile age. The country began a 10-day mourning period Friday. Bells tolled around Britain and 96 gun salutes were planned in London. That's one for each year of the queen's long life. People around the globe gathered at British embassies to pay homage to the queen. She died Thursday in Scotland. And in Britain, and across the former colonies, a widespread admiration for Elizabeth herself was sometimes mixed with scorn for the institution and the imperial history that she represented. This is VOA News. India and China say their troops have begun pulling back from one of the key friction points on their disputed border as part of efforts to lower tensions in a more than two-year standoff that has sometimes led to deadly clashes. The disengagement follows a 16th round of commander-level talks between the two countries in July. The two countries have stationed tens of thousands of soldiers backed by artillery tanks and fighter jets along the de facto border called the Line of Actual Control. In June 2020, 20 Indian troops died in a clash with Chinese soldiers involving clubs, stones, and fists along the disputed border. China said that it lost four soldiers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to the world for massive help for Pakistan after arriving in the country to see deadly flood footage. The record floods have killed hundreds and left more than a half a million people homeless and living in tents under the open sky. His trip comes less than 2 weeks after Guterres appealed for $160 million in emergency funding to help those affected by the floods that have caused at least $10 billion in damages and 1,391 deaths. He posted on Twitter before dawn that he had arrived to express his deep solidarity with the Pakistani people after the devastating floods. Last week, he sternly warned that the world should stop sleepwalking toward the destruction of the planet by climate change. The U.S. Justice Department is preparing to appeal a judge's decision granting the appointment of an independent arbiter to review records seized in a criminal investigation by the FBI from former President Donald Trump's Florida home. Citing national security concerns and other factors, the department also asked U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon to put on hold her directive prohibiting it from using the seized classified records for investigative purposes while it contests her ruling. U.S. officials are considering broadening recommendations for who gets vaccinated against monkeypox, possibly to include many men with HIV or those recently diagnosed with other sexually transmitted diseases. Driving the discussion is a study released Thursday showing that a higher than expected share of monkeypox infections are in people with other sexually transmitted infections. Dr. John T. Brooks, chief medical officer for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's monkeypox outbreak response, said the report represents a call to action. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.